You are listening to the Sojourn Church podcast. If you have any questions or would like to view a video version of this message, please visit our website, sojournchurch.org.
I remember growing up in Camden, Arkansas, my parents, especially my mother, who it was my father who introduced me to this things of the Spirit. My father laid hands on me and prayed for me so that I could receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You call it baptism of the Holy Spirit. You can call it second baptism. You can call it renewal. I heard Mark Rutland say, I was listening to him, and he said, listen, I'd rather call it wrong and have it then say it and say it, you know, then say, call it right and then not have it at all. So you call it whatever you want to, but it's the Spirit of God that lives in us. And my mother would help me to, she would say, Chris, lean into the Spirit, get into the Spirit, get in the Spirit. Don't give fleshy answers. Don't try to walk by the flesh, but really get in the Spirit so you can hear what God is saying. You have the very Spirit of God on the inside of you. You have the very power and essence of this very Spirit of God that lives in you. And so utilize that. You have him. He's there for, so that he lives in on the inside of us. And she lived about it. She lived that way. I mean, the Holy Spirit would tell her stuff that I was doing, and all of a sudden she'd be like, where were you? And she'd ask the question because she already knew the answer. That's just wrong, isn't it? Isn't that wrong? She just knew what was going on, but she'd ask the question. That was one time that I told her I was going to work. I worked at Walmart. When I was working at Walmart, I was a bike assembler, and I snuck off with my friends to go watch a football game, and like an idiot, you know, the helicopter that would come down and film the people in the stands. I'm waving at the stands. Mom saw me on television. Where were you? I was at work, Mom. It's at Walmart. Whoo, putting some bikes together. It's like, it's hard to put a bike together at a football game. And so, I mean, Holy Spirit would just tell my mom stuff. I couldn't get away with anything. You know, and so the truth is that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, and he gives us the advantage, and it's almost not fair because he has quickened us to be able to live the life that he's called us to live and be who he's called us to be. So let's look at John chapter 16, verse 1, and we're going to read that. So I'm going to tell you this. Verse 1 says, these things I have spoken to you that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming. Whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known me and not known the Father. But these things I have told you that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. Now I'm going to stop right there for a second because I want you to hear this. There were some things that Jesus didn't say to the disciples because he didn't have to, because he was there with them. He was there protecting them. He was there telling them of things that they needed to do. He was there enlightening them and asking them questions and showing them great and mighty things. So he didn't need to say these things to them. But now this is what he's saying. Verse 5 says, but now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, and this is so important. It is to your advantage. Say that with me, your advantage. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a second. He's saying this. This is so important for us to understand because this is the crux. This is the purpose of this message that I'm talking to you about today is it is to your advantage that I go away. Jesus said that it's to your advantage that I go away. And I'm going to tell you why. Because in order for the Holy Spirit, the Helper, to fully come, he has to go away, to go to the Father. And he says, as the Father will send the Holy Spirit to us, and he's going to be our Helper. Now, some of your versions of your Bible says, it is expedient that I go away. That word advantage, that word expedient means that it is to your advantage. It means that it's for your help that I go away. It's going to help you that I go away. Expedient. It's good for you that I depart. And so that's exactly what happened when Jesus went to the Father and then he sent the Holy Spirit so that the Helper will come. Not only is he our Helper, but he's our strengthener. He's our counselor. He's our comforter. How many know we need a comforter at times like this? Anybody else need help? I need help. Anybody sometimes need to pick up the red phone and say, help, you know? Sometimes you don't have time to be like, oh, Lord, I come to you today and just thank you. Sometimes you got to just say help, right? Anybody other than me? It's all right. Forget y'all. I understand that you got to. But he is. He's his help. And so that's my first point this morning is that we have an advantage. Say the word move. We have an advantage. And it's not an it. It's a he. He is the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God. And we have this advantage. Verse 13 says that he is the Spirit of truth and he leads us and guides us into all truth. The Spirit of truth leads us and guides us so that we can know the truth. And this is so important because the truth, his name is Jesus. He is the way, the truth and the life. So the Spirit of truth comes and he guides us into all truth. You can almost say it like this. When the Spirit of truth comes, he's going to guide us into all Jesus. And all things that have to do with Jesus, that has to do with who he is and what he's done, is the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit is going to guide us into in those places. John 14, 26 talked about, this is what he is. He's our comforter. We're going to look at that in just a minute. He's our comforter. He's our strengthener. He's our intercessor. He's our counselor. He's our standby. Even if you don't know what you need, he's saying, I'll just stand by. I'll stand by and I'm here so that you can have the advantage. And then the Greek word for the Holy Spirit talks about he's our helper. He's a parakletos. It talks about that he's a helper. He's our advocate. You know that we have an advocate? The advocate is our Holy Spirit. It's Jesus. He stood in our place and he shows us. And he stands in that place as our advocate. He gives us, it even talks about him giving us legal counsel. And I'm going to read some scriptures to you that has to do with him being our advantage. 1 Corinthians, you don't have to turn there. I'm going to read it to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 through 11 says this. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. It's the benefit of all. It's for us to profit. He's our advantage. It's the same word. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, another prophecy and discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these gifts, distributing to one individually as he wills. So the truth is that the Holy Spirit gives us gifts so that we can operate in him, to do the will of the Father, to do the work of the kingdom and everywhere that we go. And so he not only strengthens us, but he gives us gifts to be able to do that. And then he talks about in Ephesians 1 and 13 that the Holy Spirit seals us. Did you know that you're sealed by the Holy Spirit? Did you know that? I'm going to read that to you so you know. These are the advantages that the Holy Spirit gives us. And it said, Ephesians 1, 13, in him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Aren't you glad about that? Yes, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is a guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. That means that we're sealed. I mean, you talk something that's sealed can't be broken. Something that's sealed, we're sealed by the Spirit of God into who Jesus has called us to be. And that is good news. Yeah. That when we heard the gospel and you received him and you believed him, the Holy Spirit sealed us into the Godhead and into the Trinity, into the family of God. You remember we sing songs that talk about no one can pluck us from his hand? Aren't you glad that you can't, nobody can take you out of the place that God had? The only person that can take you out of that place is you. You sin to step out. But I'm telling you, as the old song says, stand in the place where you were. Stand in the place that God has for you. Stand in his love. Stand in his truth. Stand in the place that God already prepared for you and stand in the seal of the Holy Spirit that has sealed you to the day of Jesus Christ. You're in. So look at somebody and say, I'm in. Those of you that are online typing in, you're in. You're in. You absolutely are. And so he talks about that. He's our intercessor. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27 says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Oh, that's so good. He helps us. I can stop right there and just think about that for a minute. He helps us in our weakness. Anybody ever get to a point where you're weak? The Bible says this, that in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. In our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Which cannot be uttered at all. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. I mean, sometimes you have to read that scripture over and over again. The Spirit of God makes intercession for us. He prays for us. It's intercession. The one who intercedes for us. If somebody is praying for you, I'm going to tell you what. My mother was the best intercessor I knew. She would pray for us. I mean, you know, some of you are here because your mother prayed for you. Do you know that? Would not be here if some of your mother, some of your people and parents didn't pray for you. But the Bible says this, that the Holy Spirit, that he intercedes for us. That's an advantage. Because the truth is that just as the scripture says, I don't know how to pray sometimes. Has he ever come to, I'm going to pray about it, and you just don't have words to pray? I remember one day I sat down with my notebook to pray, and I sat down, and all of a sudden I wrote, this is what I wrote, profound words in my prayer, dot, 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 dot. That's all I had. I didn't have anything else. But then all of a sudden, the Spirit of God began to pray for me and pray through me. And I began to write things down, write those different. I'll have to write prayers down. But I'm telling you what, the Spirit of God intercedes for us. And here's another advantage that we have, that he dwells in us. Do you know that you can't get any more intimate than dwelling on the inside of a person? In the Old Testament, you would read about the Spirit of God coming upon Samson. You know, the Spirit of God, would come upon David, and he slew Goliath, the Spirit of God. So they had the advantage because they had God with them, but we have the Holy Spirit in us. And isn't that good? I mean, you can't be more in than that. So I'm thankful, and I read the stories, but the Bible says that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us and quickens our mortal body, right? Let's read that. Romans 8, 10 and 11 says, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Isn't that good news? We have the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us. And so that's our advantage. That's point number one, is we have an advantage. Here's my second point. My second point is this. God wants you to take advantage of your advantage. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. Because a lot of times we walk around and we see people who are living defeated lives, who are not walking in everything that God has for them, everything that he's paid for, and they don't take advantage of the advantage that the Holy Spirit has for us. And I'm telling you that God wants us to take advantage of that. To take advantage means to take position in a favorable position. That's what it means. I looked it up in the Webster. It says to take a favorable position. That means that you are favored to win. Yeah. You've already favored. You know why you're favored to win? It's because we already won. Yeah. We already win in him, in Jesus. So we are favored to win. So we need to take advantage of the Spirit of God that's on the inside of us. There's no need for us to walk around and not, even though you have the Spirit of God on the inside of you, and let's not take advantage of who he is. He is the peace that we need. He has the joy of the Holy Spirit. We have life. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that, it didn't say you have a portion of the power of God. It said we have the power of God on the inside of us. And that same Spirit, that same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in us, and we can walk and live in that power. But we don't necessarily, right? We have that, but we don't necessarily. We watch the news and everything that goes. I was getting my hair cut, and I know that's a redundant deal for me to say. Some of you, it's not funny. I don't know why you laugh at that. I don't know why that's funny. I was getting my hair cut, and my barber had the news on. He's watching CNN. I don't know why he watches CNN, but he was watching it. And it was just all, it was just so much bad news. It was so bad news. It was so much bad news. And he was just like, man, I don't know what we're going to do. He was you know, shaving my head or whatever. And he goes, I don't know what I'm going to. And so every pass I would hear, no do, and fearful, I'm scared. I'm just like, stop. First of all, you need to turn off the news. What I told him. So you need to turn off the news. Second of all, stop buzzing my ear. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't hear. He just buzzes. I'm telling you what, some of you are laughing, but the enemy is doing that. But he's doing it like this. Those darts are going, be afraid. Don't know what we're going to do. There's no toilet paper. I don't know what it's going to, we have no meat. And the enemy is doing that. Yeah, I know it's funny, but the truth is God is giving us the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. So some of you need to take up the weapon that the Spirit of God gives us, the advantage that he's given us, and stand in the place of victory and say like David, by my God, I could run through a troop and leap over a wall. I know that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glories by Christ Jesus. My God's so good that he can make toilet paper just appear out of nowhere. I don't know what your God does, but my God is able, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think, according to the power of God that lives on the inside of me. It is not a little power. It is dunamis. It is dynamite power. You guys used to watch Good Times growing up. JJ, dynamite. Some of y'all need to walk in the Spirit and say, dynamite the situation. What's going on in my finances? Dynamite. Because my God is able to do it, and he's able to do it in spite of what everybody else is saying around you. Man, I feel the presence of God. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. You need to hear that the presence and power of the living God is on the inside of you, and he is ready to come out, take advantage of your advantage in the kingdom of God. This is a true story. I was stranded one time. I was stranded, and because I'm not going to blame to name names, Luke. Anyway, had left my door open or lights on, whatever, and my battery had died. And you know, it's about to be stranded. So I'm looking for someone to jump me, give me a jump in the car. I didn't have jumper cables. It was after that every car has jumper cables. We always have them now. But I hate being stranded. Anyway, trying to find a jump. Finally, after a couple hours, found somebody that could jump off my car. And I went to the back. And I had forgotten that I had a whole unit by itself that's intended to jump the car off. I tell you, I was so mad at myself. I had forgotten about it. And I didn't know it was in my car. I actually thought it was in somebody else's car. I thought it was in Ainsley's car, but it was in my car the whole time. Wow. And I'm going to tell you something right now. That some of you have been riding around with the power on the inside of you. And you've been looking for other people to jump you off. You've been looking for other things to jump you off. You've been looking for other things to attach to fire you up and to get you to the place. God says, I've already placed it on the inside of you. I've already put it on the inside of you. Lest you forget that I am the one that causes power to rise up on the inside of you to work through you. It is I that's working through you both to will and to do for my good pleasure. It's me that's building the house. I'm the one that's called you out of darkness and into the marvelous light. I'm the one that picked you up out of the miry clay and set your feet upon a rock. I'm the one that gave you a robe of righteousness. I'm the one that said that you have the mind of Christ. I'm the one that seated you in heavenly places. I'm the one that has given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. And I've called you a son. I've called you daughter. I've called you chosen, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I'm the one that empowers you to live the life that I've called you to live. Yeah. That power on the inside of you. Take advantage of your advantage. Now, here's my last point that I want to share with you. The last point is this. It has to do with, and this is a prophetic point. The first two were things or instructions, but this is a prophetic point because I really only had two points, but the Holy Spirit said, this is what I want you to say to them. First, you have an advantage. Number two, take advantage of your advantage. Number three, the Holy Spirit wants to give you a vantage of the advantage. The vantage, the word vantage means a position or a viewpoint. He wants to give you a fresh viewpoint of who Jesus is, of who you are, and your position in Christ. A vantage is all it is. A vantage point is it's like, I need a better vantage point. It's the same thing that Zacchaeus did when he was trying to look at Jesus. He was trying to look for Jesus, and he goes, I can't see him because I'm short. But he didn't let that stop him, so he climbed up in a sycamore tree so that he could see Jesus. Some of you, God is saying, I'm getting ready to reposition you so that you have a different look and you have a different perspective, and so that you can see differently than you've been seeing, so that you can see what God is wanting you to see in him. Yes. The vantage point. What is it that you've been looking at? Some of you have been looking at it wrong. I admit, I've been looking at it wrong. God says, I'm going to reposition you. I'm going to give you a vantage point in a place that you can see something. You can see me in a light that you've never seen me before. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So your advantage that I go away so that you can use that advantage, and then that you reposition you to see what he's called you to see. Amen? Yeah. Let me tell you something about what I love about God. You can go as high as you want to in him, as far as you want to in him. It's up to you. You want to stay where you are? Stay there. Camp out there. But I'm like Pastor Terry. I won't go as far as he wants me to go. And if there's something else I don't know about, I want that too. Amen? Yeah. See something in him that I've never seen before. Vanessa and I have been married for 22 years. In 22 years, then we've been not just friends, obviously, but she's my best friend. And I know her. I know her in and out. I know how she thinks sometimes. That's a lie. I don't know everything how she thinks, because it is impossible for a man to know what a woman is thinking. But I'm praying that he will show me and reveal. It said right here that he will show me and guide me into all truth. And so therefore, but I do. I try to. But in my relationship with my wife, there are still things that I'm finding out that I didn't know before, that I hadn't known before. 22 years. Like 5 years ago, I did not know. I'm truly, I didn't know that my wife could be as creative as she is with painting and you know, mask and, you know, backdrops. But this creative gift just came out of her. And I'm just like, and I asked her, I said, where did this come from? She goes, I don't know. She goes, I just thought I'd start doing that. And so some of the stuff that she creates is just amazing. All the stuff that she makes our house nice, and she's creating masks for people. People knocking on the door. Do, what do you want? Mask? You know, it's like, same time, I'll give you money, you give me the mask. You know what I'm saying? So she's making masks for people. She's helping. And all these people are being blessed just because of the creative gift that's on the inside. I did not know that. And I'm telling you what, there are some things that, and if you, as far as you go in the Holy Spirit, he'll show you things in Jesus that you did not know. You know how I know that? Because the Bible says that, call to me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. The Holy Spirit is going to give you advantage of the advantage that you have on the inside of you. Amen? Anybody ready to see some things that they've not seen before? Anybody ready to go deeper into things of the Spirit that they've not been able to go before? Well, you have an advantage. You have the edge. You have it. He's on the inside of you, and he wants to reveal himself to you. Amen? You have an advantage. As mothers, enjoy yourselves today. You deserve it. Have an amazing day. Lord, I thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, that we bless our people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you that there's sweet communion. I hear the Lord saying this as I was just praying earlier, that he wants you to have the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, that you can know him intimately. You can know the Spirit of God. It's not just something to use, but the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, as I was received the Spirit of God, it changed my life. And it's something, just an event. It's an ongoing occurrence. So I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying that to some of you, it needs to be an ongoing occurrence. So we thank you, Lord, for that. As we go out, Lord, we're not gonna spread the virus, but we're going to spread the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit when we go out. And we thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us online. Thank you for those of you that came, and we'll see you Wednesday night see you Sunday. Thank you. Go out and be the church to the unchurched.
Thank you for listening to the Sojourn Church podcast. For more messages or content similar to this, please visit our website. If you would like to support our ministry, please visit the first link in the show description or visit sojournchurch.org/give.